This is the song Demon, Dementia, and Adaptive Angels. It's an arrangement by Steve Long during the pandemic year of 2020. And it's really intended to be an educational tool for family, friends, and neighbors of those experiencing dementia. There's no financial gain from this endeavor. It's a gift for sharing with all who have interest. And it's dedicated to some dear family members who've experienced dementia. My mother-in-law, Yvonne Wiley, and two of my mom's siblings, Uncle Fred Klein and Ann Elner Gammon. It's also dedicated to those experiencing this nasty disease, whether in the past, in the present, and in the future. There's lots of credit to go around. I probably won't think of everyone, but certainly musically, the arrangement borrows from some familiar melodies and lyrics from songs The Way We Were, that's written by Alan Bergman, Marilyn Bergman, and Marvin Hamlisch. The Alphabet Song, which is a traditional song, Crazy, written by Willie Nelson, and Jesus Loves Me, by Anna Bartlett Warner, Susan Warner, William Batchelder. And so that's the music. And there's also a lot of thanks to go around related to the topic area of dementia. Tipa Snow, Shannon Braun, AARP, the Alzheimer's Association, the Alzheimer's Society, and many others who are helping to equip us as it relates to this topic of demon dementia and adaptive angels. There's so many parts of this story that to be told, and so we'll use the songs to help us talk a little bit about it. Memories light the corners of my mind, misty watercolor memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures dimming slowly over time, hazier and fuzzier of the way we were. Those memories fade. It's so challenging for all of us, even those who haven't been diagnosed and experiencing dementia, because after all, we're all on the memory loss continuum at some level. And so as those memories fade, it can be so difficult, and especially for those who are trying to come up with particular information. And what sometimes happens is that fiction and dreams, perhaps, come into play and start to get confusing. And there's a term, confabulation, which is confusion of what's fact and fiction. And that can happen so frequently, especially for those who are experiencing dementia. Now I'm troubled every day, can't remember what to say. Will it be a dream or real? Can't describe how I feel. Don't even know my ABCs. Really hate this disease. That challenge of remembering is just one that is frustrating for all. Certainly we've known this person as someone who has all their mental faculties, and all of a sudden they don't anymore. And the conversation becomes more challenging at times, so we need more tools to help us in dealing with those. And also we are very challenged because we want so much information to be factual. This person has always been so factual with us, and all of a sudden is not anymore. Confabulation is a fact. keep my self-esteem intact. When the stories get unreal, don't correct me, help me feel. Yes, and we'll save the day. We can make it feel like play. And so you'll notice that phrase, yes, and that is so important as we work with those who are experiencing confabulation. Because at times, there's this challenge of wanting to correct them. And that really is not helpful in such situations. And so what we have to do is we need to start improvising. We have to start living in the reality that they are in. And yes, and is a nice way of doing that because it allows improvisation to start happening. It can be very playful and can actually make the atmosphere friendly and jolly and enjoyable at a time where it could be frustrating and irritating. The other nice thing about yes, and is it alerts others who might be in the room about what's going on. Your loved one might be telling a story that in many ways feels a little bit critical of you and maybe demeaning in some ways. Not intentionally by the one experiencing dementia, but all the same, it can feel very uncomfortable. And so yes and can help. And so let's remember that yes and term. Silly, silly and filled with laughter. Silly, silly with pranks, not tears. Lately, you try to make sense of this illness. Won't you mellow? Join me where now I exist. Hurtful, sometimes what I say can be hurtful. Take me away from it all. Silly, can't we be silly together? Silly with leaving, silly with pranking, silly while loving you. And so that silliness, that joyfulness that can happen is so important, especially for those of us who are with those experiencing dementia, because we want them to have a wonderful experience, even if everything isn't exactly accurate, right? And unfortunately, sometimes the accuracy can be a little too direct. Filters. I used to have wonderful filters. Now I blurt out whatever comes to my mind. Whisk me away when I hurt others' feelings. Whisk me away so I won't be unkind. Silly, can't we be silly together? Silly with leaving, silly with pranking, silly while loving you. And as was just expressed there, dementia can result in our loved ones losing their filters. And so their care partners really need to work so much more effectively at diverting attention or moving the person from the situation so that they don't embarrass themselves. We don't want our loved ones to feel that sensation. And we also would prefer that we minimize the amount of embarrassment for others who might be around. And so as those filters get lost, we need to help facilitate positive situations. And one of the biggest challenges in the positive situation is that our loved ones lose the words or phrases they want to express. And so when that happens, there are some ways that we can actually help. We can ask them to help describe the idea, love them in spite of the challenges, and seek ways to help them in the midst of this fog. Help me find another way. Ask good questions, help me say. When words come slowly, save the day. Have me describe it, make it feel like play. Yes, you can help me. Yes, you can love me. Yes, you can help me relax and guide me still. And that whole relaxation and guiding is so important in this situation. If we can have them feel the love and care that we have for them, our loved one just has that sense that they can relax a little bit and enjoy the experience. And that's really what experiencing dementia is all about, is trying to help them in the midst of that experience to enjoy life all the same, even though it will be very different life than we might wish that they had be able to experience. I like music, yes I do. Helps with memories sometimes too. When we dance, it sure can yield smiles and giggles, problems healed. Yes, you can help me. Yes, you can love me. Yes, you can help me relax and guide me still. So as this song concludes, it does so with a major prayer. May Yes And experiences and some of the other adaptive angel efforts become second nature for us all. May joy fill the hearts of all involved. And may the peace that passeth all understanding be with you and those you love, both now and forever.